This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, China cancels the Bible app and fires hypersonic shot heard around the world. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
The Chinese Communist Party, or CCP, is making moves to gain more control of the world. The CCP's censorship of religious documents isn't limited to physical copies of the Bible, but it has also attacked digital Bibles and Qurans. Apple's censorship has reported through a tweet that Quran Majid and the Bible app by The Olive Tree has been removed from China's App Store. The Olive Tree responded to the removal, saying, "We are currently reviewing the requirements to obtain the necessary permit with the hope that we could restore our app to China's App Store and continue to distribute the Bible worldwide." The digital Quran app developer commented that, according to Apple, our app, Quran Majid, has been removed from the China App Store because it includes context that requires additional documentation from Chinese authorities. "We are trying to get in touch with the Cyberspace Administration of China and relevant Chinese authorities to get this issue resolved." Edward Ahmed Mitchell, the National Deputy Director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, is accusing Apple of enabling genocide and is demanding that the company reverse its decision. He said that, "By obeying the Chinese Communist Party's order to remove Bible and Quran apps from its platform in China, Apple is enabling China's religious persecution, including the ongoing genocide of Uyghur Muslims. This decision must be reversed." And he said that, "If American corporations don't grow a spine and stand up to China right now, they risk spending the next century subservient to the whims of a fascist superpower." China's conquest isn't limited to just the online world, but is venturing into space, too. Information has come to light in an investigative report by the Financial Times that China launched a nuclear-capable hypersonic missile that flew around the world in low orbit before hitting its target. China is denying the report and are claiming that it was a spaceship. The U.S. Disarmament Ambassador Robert Wood commented that the United States doesn't have any means of countering this threat. "Many countries, including the United States, have been working on developing this type of hypersonic weapon, including Russia and North Korea. But China seems to have taken the lead in this new arms race. They appear to have a powerful weapon that could evade U.S. defenses and attack the continental United States. Keep watch, keep looking to the Lord, and be praying." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.